Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
...609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, and I am indeed back. And I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Also back, Eric Scott. Welcome back.
Well, hooray.
You are here and and ready to go this morning.
Man.
So you came back, what, late Sunday night? Late or really Sunday. Early Sunday morning.
Early Monday morning.
How many, Monday morning. How many delays on your flight?
Well, we had a couple of delays coming out, and then I know we circled for a while. It was funny because at one point when the pilot first talked to us, was we boarded the plane, he was like, oh, we're going to be there early. He goes, we're probably going to be there 30 minutes early.
And what was your scheduled arrival?
10:15.
All right. How'd that work out?
Yeah, exactly.
And what was the issue?
I don't know. They never told us. Wow. It certainly wasn't weather. It may have been congestion. Because
I think they're understaffed in Newark. We've sat on the tarmac waiting for a gate.
Yes. Well, we did that, too. Yeah. we sat there waiting. When we finally landed, I think it was 30 minutes by the time we got to the gate after touchdown, which I'm told was not that bad. Everybody on the flight who has flown into Newark has said the same thing. They're like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And nobody on the plane believed the pilot at all when he said, oh, we're going to be in early.
Right. Right. Because even if you touch down early, you're waiting for a gate. You're waiting for the whole process takes so long. Baggage claim takes forever. Customs, right? How many lanes were open?
Yeah, they opened two additional ones, but four international flights arriving at the same time, they had two lanes open. And again, it wasn't the staff's fault. The staff actually was, they were apologetic and they were very welcoming. And the experience going through customs, once you got there, customs and immigration was very easy.
Yeah.
But it was getting there, and again, I think it's a staffing issue.
Yeah. Well, Philly is more organized. It's, I don't know who the difference in the process going out and in to Philadelphia, much easier than Newark, I think.
And then the construction in and around, because we came in Terminal B. Fortunately, we came into the same terminal that we left from. But it was still the right call to have a driver. But I even told the driver at one point, he's like, do you want me to park and come in and help with the luggage? I said, no, absolutely not. Don't do that. I said, I'll get a cart. We'll bring our luggage out. And he's like, well, meet me at level 2 instead of level 1, which is you would normally go, because he's with the construction. He goes, it'll take me an hour to get from the cell phone lot to where you are.
It's a complete mess. It's a mess. I I'm not confident when all the construction's done that it's going to be any better.
No, because I can't really figure out what it is they're doing.
No idea. I mean, they spent how long building Terminal A?
Yep.
And now, and when you come in and out of Terminal A, you end up going on back roads to get back to the airport and to the highway. It makes zero sense. The train is not connected. I mean, it's just a nightmare.
And you could see it on everybody's
face. But I'll tell you, though, so Jody is headed to San Diego for a bit to see Michael, and I booked the flights separately, two one-way tickets.
Oh.
Different airlines.
Oh.
And I saved some money.
I bet.
The flight back, the flight out was 170. Flight back, 190. How about that?
Huh.
California. Yeah. Air Alaska. Now,
isn't it funny that you can do that?
Yeah. What I did, so I did United going out Alaska, but I priced it with American coming out of Philly, coming back to Philadelphia. It was four times the cost. It's almost $500.
Yeah, and
I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. I'm glad that we booked early because fares have really gone up, especially international fares. I missed coming in and out of Philly, but I could not get a direct flight back to Philadelphia. I could get a direct flight to Punta Cana, but I could not get a direct flight back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna find out if Air Alaska is the American equivalent of Air India. I don't know.
Well,
because I've sworn off the small air, like the Spirit and the Frontier. Yeah. I'm just not flying them again.
The Frontier flight, just a quick one to Atlanta and back. Because
it's
I had
not even worth the money you
there.
Save.
It is not. No. It is absolutely really not. I can't. I can't do that. I know people fly it back and forth to Florida and that all the time.
Well, and they upcharge you on everything. You're paying extra for the bags. You're paying, and your seats are smaller. Right? It's not worth it. So that's the question this morning. So Eric's back with us after a stint in the Dominican Republic. I'm sure there was a moment that you said to Sandra, maybe we should stay. Right? Like, at what point did you call the realtor?
There were actually some condos we were looking at that was right next to the resort. So there was a possibility that...
Somebody published a retirement guide. I don't know who wrote it, but they listed the money you would need to retire. I don't know if Dominican Republic was on the list, but where Americans are going, like Costa Rica, mm-hmm. Antigua, like all these. Yeah. And let me tell you, a little cheaper than Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Just by a bit. Mm-hmm. All right. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Where are you headed? You got a big vacation planned? Where are you flying out of? Or are you just getting back? And have you had the experience that Eric's had at the airport that we've all had in the past year? Just flying is a nightmare. It's gotten so much worse. 1-800-283-101.5. 615, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
Bro. 623 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So, have you thought about what you'll do when you retire, when the kids are finally out of school? I know a lot of young families, especially. If you've moved into this area for a job, one of the most challenging things is housing and affording a place to rent. And I mean, buying a place just continues to get further and further out of reach for average income earners. And honestly, average income earners, I mean, you're looking at, you could be a couple bringing in $150,000 to $175,000 a year and still have a huge problem with affordability in this state. And, you know, to the governor's point, clearly she understands there is a problem. But here we have another study, another check the box for constituents and donors to have a meeting about housing when the real problem lies in the overregulation, the nonsensical green rules that we have that plague the construction industry. The fact that we have the Mount Laurel decisions, which are still enforced, which is totally absurd. I cannot believe we've not had a governor or a legislature pass something that would undo the Mount Laurel decisions. And this idea of set aside for subsidized housing is ridiculous. The idea that there's a quota in our small towns, this is the problem. So all the other housing becomes out of reach. You know, the 20% set aside for what is deemed affordable, which we all know is effectively just subsidized housing where your tax dollars are paying for somebody else to live there. Meanwhile, you can't afford your own rent. The other 80% gets completely out of reach. And we are steamrolling toward a California style housing market where your 30 somethings who have good jobs are bunking with, you know, two or three roommates because they can't afford the rent. Things are so nuts in California. They are the additional dwelling units are popping up everywhere. I mean, people are just putting rooms above their garages and renting them out just to stay afloat with the affordability. It's out of control and it's here now. So how do you have a situation where the average working family can barely afford rent if they can find a place, yet we have massive development of low-income housing being crushed into our suburbs? How do the two coexist? And now the governor's going to do a study to tell you about it? It makes zero sense. There's literally no action on the affordability front, but we're going to have another study to tell you what you already know, that the cost of housing is out of control. So my question to you is, have you bought or sold a house recently, and what was that experience like? 1-800-283-101.5. Or are you still renting because you simply can't afford to buy a house? Or have you decided it's cheaper to live in Pennsylvania or Delaware and commute to your job in Jersey? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:26 is the time. Eric Scott with the news. 3.5 minutes. .638 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, I heard your report about Congressman Tom Kaine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. Look, I've known Tom for a while. I like Tom personally. I consider him a friend. And I texted him, I guess it was last week, after he had missed, I don't know, 40 or so votes. He's now missed more than 50, right? More than 50 roll call votes. Hasn't been in the office, I think, in 6 weeks. And no one knows. And then yesterday he put out, was that on Instagram? Or
multiple platforms,
right? He put out a statement saying, "Hey, I'm battling a medical issue. I'll get back soon." Now I'm speculating here. I don't know what the medical condition is. He did not return my text, so I don't know. And I know that Jeff Andrew reached out to him too, and I understand he did not hear back.
Nope.
So it's weird. And I'm going to say this, that when you're an elected official on a government salary, which means the taxpayers are paying for you to represent, in this case, according to the census in 2020, 774,000 Americans, which is probably closer now to 800, 820, given population growth. You owe some duty of transparency. And I don't understand why the official office, I mean, the congressional office, is not held accountable to disclose what's happening. We don't need to know the details of what his condition is.
Right.
Right. Like that's personal. I get that. But the fact that, hey, he's in the hospital, or, hey, he's recovering at home, or this is a personal medical issue, but he's incapacitated. Some information, and I think this is going to be a benchmark for us to look forward about how congressional accountability is held. Now, if I'm going to conspiracy theory this, I think he is looking at the same numbers you and I are looking at. And I think his reelection chances are slim right now, given the climate in the country, given the fact that the New Jersey Republican Party doesn't exist. I mean, you saw the Hathaway election. I mean, the guy lost by 20 points, and the Republican Party didn't spend a dime in a special election in a former Republican area,
right,
in Morris County. So I think it's very possible that he's going to make an announcement on June 3rd. Primary is June 2nd. He'll win that by default. I don't think he even has a challenger. I don't know. Or maybe he has a no-name challenger. And if I am correct, if he wins the primary and then declines to run for re-election, is it the county organizations then that select the new challenger?
I believe it would be.
The new candidate, right?
Yep.
So I have no knowledge of this. I'm not even reporting a rumor I heard. This will be the first you've heard of this. This is just what I thought of this morning, that I think there is a possibility that he is not going to run, and the fix is always in with these county organizations, that they'll be able to select someone to run in his place.
Well, I mean, it does raise interesting questions. Again, not knowing, you know, any specifics.
Yeah, we have no idea.
there with the presidency, you have the 25th Amendment, which addresses
right
incapacity, inability to serve, etc. There is no such statutory procedure in the United States Congress, in either the House or the Senate. And there have been legal challenges in the past, and courts have historically refused to remove members solely due to illness or disability. I mean, one of these cases, and I forget what year it was, but there was a senator from North Dakota who suffered a stroke.
Yeah.
And he was essentially absent for the final 3 years of his term.
And they never removed him.
Yeah. So, you know,
it speaks to two things. One, the people are not being served. Or two, our legislature at the national level is so completely and utterly useless that you don't even notice if you're not represented for 3 years.
Right. Well, I mean, the argument has been is that, you know, his constituent services offices in New Jersey and in Washington are continuing to serve constituents, et cetera.
But you can't without the member. It's so much personal influence that matters. That's why seniority matters.
And it's the votes.
I mean, the votes.
You were elected as a representative of the United States House, and you're not casting votes. Now, again, we wish him well, hope everything's okay. I don't know what the problem is. He's not saying what the problem is. But he is missing votes.
That would be, the equivalent would be, I just don't show up for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And not tell you why.
Right.
So just figure it out, guys. Now, I realize, that there's a different level of responsibility. But my point is, if you're the grocer or the butcher at a local grocery store, you can't do that.
Right.
I can't do that. We'd be fired.
Yes.
You'd be fired after, what is it? I think it's job abandonment is legally in this state 3 days.
It's a short period of time.
It's a very short period of time. So I want to know why this is not considered job abandonment. And, you know, I understand that this is federal. And by the way, guys, I'm not trying to dump down a ton of bricks on Tom Kane. I feel bad even bringing it up. But look, as I have always said, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps, the one thing they taught you is a Marine on guard duty has no friends. You are there to guard the armory or wherever you are. You are locked and loaded, and that's it. There's no one that can come. So I feel the same way about politics. This is not about friendship. This is about the reality that you've got a job to do. And if you're not doing your job, you got to go.
Well, and that's the main issue. I mean, you were elected to represent individuals in a district, and you are unable to do that now. For whatever reason, you are incapacitated.
Yeah. And now imagine, it's almost like the hate-o-meter writes itself. I can only imagine some of my Republican friends are listening like, there he goes again. That rhino hates Republicans. No, I would be saying the same thing if it were a Democrat. And you know what's funny? So would all of they. That all the Republicans would be screaming from the mountaintops if this were Bob Menendez.
Yeah.
Right? So guys, in order to earn credibility with the voters, you've got to be consistent. So I want to know why we don't. I'm going to tell you, for you guys surrounding Tom Kane, I get it. Protect your guy. But 6 weeks, 50 votes, this is part of the problem and why we can't have nice things. Because you'll circle the wagons around your guy, but you'd point the finger if it was the other guy. So I say we keep our own house in order. And I want to know what you think. Do you think that members of Congress should be able to abandon their job for weeks on end, collecting a salary, not voting, not representing the people that sent them there? Or should there be a law about this? Why are members of Congress not treated the same way that you or I would be treated in our jobs? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:46 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Parks, 6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Tammy, I'm going to get to you in a minute. But first, Jill Myra. So what happened on 195? That's a mess.
Yeah, it's an accident. And man, the sun glare is like, whoa, they're blinding. I'm trying to, you know, I'm watching this through the cameras and it's...
At least the cameras are working.
At least they're working. You're right. Because usually
go DOT.
DOT will say under maintenance.
Yeah, yeah.
But no.
What happened? Do we know?
So no, it looks like it's cars involved with this accident. That's all I'm getting right now, but it is completely shut down, Bill.
Both ways or which way?
The problem. Eastbound. So
eastbound.
When you're coming off of 295.
Yep.
You know, right where 195 begins, coming off of 295 all the way to Yardville.
That's a disaster. That is so packed in the morning.
Well, there's no other way to go. That's the problem.
I know.
I can't.
Is 295 backing up now?
It's starting to get a little delayed.
Yeah, what would the alternate be? 130? I don't even know.
It's like you got to go really local. Route 33 in Hamilton is all the way, you know, that's...
Even that.
Either way, you're going to have to go way out of your way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go through the, you know, the White Horse Circle area, maybe one... Yeah, like you said, maybe...
Pick up 130 and go... I mean, I don't know. I just... Honestly, I so hate sitting in traffic. I would take the longer route to avoid sitting in traffic. I just... There was an accident. I don't know if it was an accident in the tunnel, but Saturday morning, I sat on the Helix for 40 minutes. Yeah, watching the red ticker on my arrival time go up, and I'm going live at 7, and I'm watching. It's like your arrival time 6:10, 6:15, 6:25.
You're really close. Yeah. You cut it close. Are you nuts?
Well, my gosh. Here's the thing. Here's what happened.
I was
hosting the 9 o'clock show, but I was a special guest for the 7 o'clock show. So I'm like, I don't need to go in and write anything. I'm the color commentator. So I'm like, I can be later. So I didn't leave at 4:30. Big mistake.
Oh,
I usually leave at 4 because I'm like, I don't want to be an hour and a half early. But you're either an hour and a half early or you're sweating it out and going to be late.
But you were going the camera turned on, the light turns on, the mic turns on.
And you got to be ready.
At that time? And you were still at the Helix?
No. It started at 7. I was watching it. The show didn't start till 7, but I called them. I'm like,
show up time was...
It was like 6:10, 6:15, 6:25. I'm like, oh, this is not good. This is really bad. Yeah, and then thankfully the center tube opened, and it was like a flush, and we went through. Anyway, if you're on 195, let me know what you're seeing right now. If you're stuck on 295, we'd love to hear from you if you're stuck in this mess. Tammy and Jackson, I'm going to get to you right quick after the news with Eric Scott.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
.709 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, we were talking about Tom Kane, and, you know, look, guys, I am not trying to come down on the guy like a ton of bricks. God forbid he's going through something personal and clearly serious, missing, Eric, what did he miss, 50 votes?
It'll be 51 on Monday, or 50, this past Monday, 51.
Right, so 51 votes. He hasn't been in the office or heard from in, 6 weeks, something like that?
Yeah.
He is, if you don't know, the congressman representing the 7th District, about 800,000 New Jerseyans in Morris, Hunterdon, Morris, Hunterdon, and Somerset, I believe, is the 7th.
Yes, yep.
And, you know, he puts a statement out yesterday saying that, don't worry, guys. I'm coming back soon. If you or I abandon our job, I believe the HR rules are 3 days. So that's it. You'd be out of a job, but you could be a member of Congress and not show up. And I can tell you, all the Republicans that are going to be mad at me for calling this out today, you guys would be screaming from the rooftops if it were a Democrat. So you're either going to be consistent in your principles that a member of Congress owes a duty of accountability and loyalty to the district and the job, or not. And if you're not going to say anything about Tom Kane Jr., then keep your mouth shut when it's a Democrat doing the same thing. Let's go to Tammy in Jackson. Hey, Tammy, good morning.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Wait, Tammy, hold on 1 second. I just want to say something, Eric. This, of course, Tom Kane's absence almost eclipsed by Ilhan Omar
calling it World War 11.
Yeah.
How is there not a test to get into Congress? Good grief.
Yeah, that was
anyway.
Outrageous.
World War 11. Tammy, did you see that?
I did.
Like, she's just a stone-cold idiot. I mean, right? She is just a moron. I cannot believe she hasn't been arrested, indicted, deported. Anyway, World War 11. Good grief. Certainly, there's no intellectual ability test when you take the oath to become a member of the United States Congress. So what do you think of this?
I think it's really zero accountability. I mean, absolutely, he has to answer to his constituents, the people who hired him. The office should, nobody wants to violate his HIPAA, give his diagnosis, but just say, hey, there's a problem, this is what it is, make a comment. Last January, I had a medical emergency, and I'm in the emergency room waiting, get my diagnosis, operating room's being prepped, and as the nurse is putting the pain meds in my IV, I said to my husband, you need to give me my phone. And I texted my supervisor in the ER,
wow,
heading to the OR, and my husband will call tomorrow. Hit send, and next thing I know, it was Monday.
Wow, no kidding.
But I was accounted for. They knew I wouldn't be there.
That's right. Because you have a responsibility. Somebody's got to pick up the slack. And, you know, maybe this, to me, it shows one of two things. Either one, we need some accountability rules put into place so the constituents can be represented. Or two, maybe it's time to just shut Congress down and dissolve it because it's clearly a useless entity. If you could be off the job for weeks on end, then what good is it? Because the only thing that comes out of this Congress, whether the Republicans are in charge or the Democrats, are more onerous regulations on our freedom and higher cost of living. Nothing has gotten cheaper. Nothing. You know, we're going to get a nice tax break this year. But let's face it, Tammy, the only reason I'm getting a break this year is because I was out of work for 7 months running for governor. Had I worked consistently, even the big, beautiful bill wasn't going to help that much. So it's like, what are we getting for our money? That should be the question that everyone asks. Thanks, Tammy. I hope you're feeling better. Hey, are you fully recovered?
I'm in the towel.
Are you fully recovered?
Yes, thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. All right, Tammy, thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Boy, your boss is lucky to have you as an employee. Can you imagine calling out, going into the OR? Unbelievable. Let's go to Juan and Roselle. Juan, you got an answer as to why I was stuck on the Helix for almost an hour Saturday morning?
Yeah. What happened?
How do you know?
Unfortunately, I built New York City skyline. I'm a carpenter in New York.
I love it. So what happened?
Good morning. They sold the airspace. So they're building a building over the airspace, over the entrance to the tubes.
Okay.
So they were setting steel girders to span.
Oh, it was construction.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So they shut the tube down because in case a girder falls off the... can you imagine if there was so that's what it was. What?
Yeah, well, they got a nice high-rise going there, right? You know, like the same way they did Hudson Yards over the tracks for the Long Island Railroad.
Well, so they also built, there's NYCHA housing over top the entrance to the George Washington Bridge if you're coming south. So same
correct
thing.
Correct.
You know, that's interesting, correct, Juan. Thank you for telling me. I actually feel a little better knowing that it was a safety issue.
Well, as one of your constituents, I got to keep you well informed.
You got to keep me well informed. Thank you, Juan. And I do appreciate that, man. All right. Well, I'll be back in Manhattan. I'm hosting the morning show at 7 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. But I think I got to leave earlier. It's so nuts. You got to either be 2 hours early or you're going to risk being late. All right. Tony and Brick, I'll get to you first on the other side of traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 at work payday winners.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Matthew, we won $1,000. My son is with me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my wife's not going to believe that I won. Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. This is amazing.
You could be the next $1,000 winner. Listen every weekday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Complete contest rules and details on our New Jersey 101.5 app. $1,000 a day just for listening at work on New Jersey 101.5.
Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers.
Arrow.
7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Tom Kane, who I consider a friend, and he's a good man, good family man, and he's a decent member of Congress. I mean, I disagree with a lot of his votes. He voted for this ridiculous new surveillance bill that is going to have your car basically report on you if your car doesn't think you are capable of driving it. Yep, that's coming. The mad mothers pushed for it, and 57 Republicans voted in favor of it. It was signed during the Biden years, and now it takes effect in 2027. So pretty stupid vote. And it'll be challenged in court. There's no way that this will be upheld, the scrutiny of a constitutional challenge. But that said, I support Tom Kane and have offered help with his reelection because I believe we do need to do whatever we can to hold on to this Republican majority, as weak as it is. But that said, he hasn't shown up for work in 6 weeks. And then yesterday, after being literally no-show, underwater, not responding to texts or calls, no one knows what's going on, he puts out a statement saying, hey, I'm going through some health stuff. I'll be back soon. I'm sorry, guys. If this were a Democrat, the Republicans would be screaming from the rooftops, calling for his head, regardless of what his medical condition was. And I think that in this case, I can tell you, if you drive a bus, if you're a nurse, if you're a radio broadcaster, a TV host, guess what? You can't just abandon your job. We heard caller earlier called to call out responsibly to her employer while she was being wheeled into the operating room. Are you kidding me? How is it possible that in the private sector, you've got that level of accountability and we have none of this for these fat cat jobs that half these guys go in and become millionaires on $160,000 a year? Yet you can abandon your job for 6 weeks with no accountability? It's not right. Let's go to Tony and Brick. What do you think, Tony?
Good morning, Bill. Morning. What do you expect from a group that votes themselves raises, votes themselves benefits, votes themselves pensions? They have nobody to answer to. And the worst part of all, and maybe your resources could look into it, even when they were not allowed to use their political PACs for personal gain, they created a second PAC. And not only did they create a second PAC that they can use personally, they could lend themselves money at 20 to 30% interest. Mm-hmm. What a retirement plan that is. What we need to do, there's one solution. If the president, who's the most important person in our country, can only serve 8 years, senators should serve 1 7-year term, House of Reps 1 5-year term, and then get them out.
So I used to agree with the idea of term limits, and as a contrarian voice on this issue, I am more concerned about how illegal and blatantly biased the redistricting process is. And I think we need a national map. I think it's got to change. I don't mind a required term limit based on voting. I also don't mind an age limit. I don't mind saying, look, you get to a certain age and you can't spell your own name. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell. This guy literally 1 foot in the grave. What is he doing serving anybody? So I believe that for driver's licenses, I also think for certain jobs. That said, Tony, my challenge with term limits is the one thing that is not limited is the federal bureaucracy. If you're telling me that every person that goes to Washington to work at the IRS or the Department of Education, Transportation, if they're limited to 5 to 8 years and then they got to get out, then I'd be in favor of that as a compromise. But if you're only limiting elected officials, I worry that this blind bureaucracy that can't see us and doesn't care will only grow stronger. But it's a good point, Tony. Thank you for making it. 7:27, Eric Scott with the news next. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, it's interesting in this business of media. Yeah. You as a journalist, me as a... I don't know what I am. talking head.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm a guy on radio and TV. I don't know if I have a formal
I'm a host.
There you go.
And a conversationalist. That's really what I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are certain rules that we have to follow based on the Federal Communications Commission. There's a reason we have a dump button. Mm-hmm. Say certain things, you could cost the station, you know, fines, tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, dropping an F-bomb or something else.
That's why we bleep the hate-o-meter.
That's why we bleep the hate-o-meter, exactly. But there's no legal ramifications. I mean, I could be fired if I said something that upset management. But there's a line that could be crossed if you knowingly make a threat against a federal official, specifically the president and anyone in the line of succession to the president.
That is correct. Yes, the line of succession is included in that. Yep.
So even if you have no intent, saying something publicly that could be perceived as a threat could land you a meeting with the Secret Service and who knows, criminal charges under the law. So I defended Jimmy Kimmel. Now, I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. I think he is a hypocritical horse's ass. And because I think he was the guy that did the Man Show and the, you know, right now he's a big liberal and he's, you know, believe all women guy. But here's a guy, not only a total hypocrite that will do anything for a buck, but he made comments about Charlie Kirk's assassination last year. And I defended him. You know, Trump came out, said he ought to be fired. People said he should be fired. He was suspended. And I defended him. I said, look, it was not a nice thing to say, but he has a right to be a jerk and an insensitive jerk at that. And I don't think he should have been suspended. So I defended him. He went too far, in my opinion, recently when he said of Melania Trump, the First Lady of the United States, that she had the look of an expectant widow.
Yeah.
And, you know, the First Lady, for her part, posted on, I think it was Truth Social or X yesterday or 2 days ago, addressing it and saying this guy is just completely out of line. And I now have gotten to the point where enough is enough with this guy. I think he ought to be fired. And I think the Secret Service ought to pay him a visit. I think that he said this, I think 3 days prior to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where a man knowingly brought firearms in and, according to his own manifesto, had every intention of killing the president and cabinet members.
Yep.
So we're in, you know, now this is what, the third attempt on the president's life with Butler, where he got wounded, that we know of.
Yeah.
I think it is the height of irresponsibility to have an audience of millions and make a veiled threat like that to the president. So I don't know. What are you hearing among your journalists and media friends? I mean, are people rallying the wagons around Kimmel, or is this just a push too far?
I think it depends on where your political leanings are. And, you know, there are a good number of my journalistic colleagues that clearly have a bent one way or another.
Yeah.
And those that lean left are like, it was just an offhanded comment. It doesn't mean anything. Those that lean right. Now, I will tell you that it raised my eyebrows when I first read it. And I was like,
Yeah.
If somebody else had said that.
Yeah.
Or if it they probably would get a visit by the Secret Service. Now, I mean, I won't get into the details, but I have colleagues who have gotten a visit from the Secret Service.
Yep, we talked about that off the air. I agree. We don't have to mention it, but yeah, that did happen.
And so, I mean, it happened with good reason because you have to, especially now. I mean, we're talking about, I think Clinton was president at the time.
Yeah.
But especially now, given the heightened sensitivities and repeated attempts on the president's life, there is a super focus on that. You know, you take them more seriously now than maybe you would have a decade ago. But the Secret Service is charged with doing that. And I mean, I don't know. I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. I understand the arguments on both sides. But when you look at the statement that was made, when it was made, there is you know, just in media, because you know the size of this audience, it's the largest radio audience in New Jersey, if not, you know, one of the largest in the country. Mm-hmm. you have to be careful.
Yes.
You know, your words right. have power. So, you know, you just, and I'm sorry, that's not funny.
It's not funny. And I agree. I mean, it's not funny. If somebody had said that in private company, I would have objected. If you make an offhanded comment like that at a lunch, I would likely say, whoa, you know, slow down. There are some things that are just inappropriate in any polite company. And I think that, you know, if a supporter had said it as a sad commentary on the demeanor of the first lady, given the attempts on the president's life, it would have different meaning. But when you get a hater,
yeah,
that says it, you know, he said, he said she has a glow, the glow of an expectant widow. That was his comment about Melania Trump. So you have to ask yourself, you know, this guy clearly has a bent against the president. He's an absolute avowed never Trump hater. And you have to say, what circles is he traveling in? Does he not know that his words have impact? Do we not know now that you have a lot of unstable, mentally stunted people that are out there that will act, do act? I don't know the mental condition of manifesto guy who wanted to kill Trump at the Washington Hilton on Saturday night, but I can't imagine he was 100% stable. Anybody that writes a manifesto, you got to say, has a screw loose. But that said, at what point are the public media going to take responsibility for stirring the pot for clicks? We've got to stop doing that. By we, I mean the entire media. I mean, I am technically on the entertainment end of the spectrum because I take the news and I interpret and analyze and give my opinion on it. Very different from reading the facts. Now, my job at Newsmax when I'm on in the morning is as a journalist. I am there charged with reading the news. That's a different role than I have here. But certainly, I understand the difference, and I take it seriously. And when I tell you things and say things, I'm not doing it to stir the pot. I have put my job on the line many, many times at this station because I am not afraid to speak truth. But there's a difference between speaking truth and making a comment about the first lady in some kind of wishful anticipation that something will happen to the president, and then 2 days later it happens. So I think Jimmy Kimmel should be fired. Do you agree? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 747 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
7:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. All right, I got time to squeeze in Pam before the news. Pam in Warren County. So what do you think? Should Jimmy Kimmel be fired for saying that Melania Trump has the glow of an expectant widow? Good grief.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. He should have been canned a long time ago. I don't even see what anybody thinks is so great about this guy. And I would also love to know how we went from somebody like Johnny Carson and Jay Leno to this piece of garbage.
Yeah, Pam, it's a great point. The old days are gone, and it is a shame, and we certainly miss the talent and the quality of programming that we used to have, and now we've just got complete hate and vitriol, and I agree, the garbage. All right, thanks, Pam. Everybody else, hang in there. 7:55, Eric Scott with the news next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
It's 8:10 on New Jersey 101.5, and if you haven't noticed, I am back. Producer Thomas, Eric, was having an issue yesterday on your last day of vacation, and he looked at me, he's like, why are we still playing this song? He's like, I think everybody knows you're back.
Well, apparently not.
Apparently not. Because there is a station promo running that announces that I am back. Now, what? Correct me if I'm wrong, May 1st is Friday.
Correct.
So yes. If I do a little counting on my fingers here, let's say September, October, November, December, January. Let's play the promo so everybody hears it.
This is what it is.
This is it.
Bill Spadia is back, and mornings are all hands on deck. Join Bill, Eric Scott, and the full New Jersey 101.5 morning team for the latest news, your calls, and real Jersey conversation. Wake up with Bill, weekday mornings from 6
to 10. The other thing I learned, Eric, is the show has a name.
It does?
It's called Wake Up with Bill. Did you know that? Yeah.
I did not.
No, listen, play it again. Let's hear it. Yeah. I think there's a...
I'm going to play it again, but I don't know that that's the
name
of the show.
Are they saying you should wake up with Bill?
I think they're just suggesting...
Or are they calling it Wake Up with Bill?
They're suggesting how you should start your day.
Thomas, what do you think? Is that...
Bill Spadia is back, and mornings are all hands on deck. Join Bill, Eric Scott, and the full New Jersey 101.5 morning team for the latest news, your calls, and real Jersey conversation.
It's just a suggestion.
Wake Up with Bill, weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
I don't know.
New Jersey 101.5.
What do you think?
I think it's more instructive.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if they were really on top of it, they would say, Eric is back, because I was gone for most of the month.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So I don't know, because I am back joining you.
Right.
But in reality, you just came back to join me.
To join you.
It's very strange. I don't know. So I think so. The ruling is, I'm going to table it. I need a judge's clarification on whether or not the show is called Wake Up with Bill, or if that is just, as Eric said, instructive.
It's an instruction.
Yeah, like Wake Up with Bill by turning your radio on, or have your alarm set, and then I start talking. I don't know. So we're going to go with that for now. But as long as that promo plays, I think we have to rejoin with this Wake Up song.
Do we have to? Is that...
Well, yeah, I think we do. I think it's a... Okay. It's a catchy tune, by the way. It's not that I don't like it. I did send you, though, a suggested alternative.
Yes.
Have we put that in the system yet?
It is not in the system yet.
Let's do that because I'm going to play it. I said, what did I say?
You said we're not playing it yet.
Let's put it in because there's a new song, Eric, that is actually an old song that works a little better.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to play it. Let's put it in, and I have a second one.
Well,
so
I still like my song. I think my song is better than your song.
Let's hear your song. Wow, that's a bold statement now. Gauntlets down. Do we have it in?
One or two.
No, not that one. The one for the show at night. You don't have that. I'm pretty sure.
Jersey
thing
song.
You have a Jersey thing song?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's hear that.
Give me a second. Oh, boy.
All right, I think this may have to wait till after the break. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well, let's see.
You have things to do, you know, by the way.
We have to get this.
I know. We got a couple of people online. People want to talk. Look, we had some housekeeping issues. I mean, I heard that I was back. I'm glad I'm back. But I have been back 8 months.
I knew you were back because I have to still get up earlier now.
That's exactly right. Oh yeah, that stinks for you.
Yeah,
you were able to phone it in.
There's like 47 things for Jersey thing guys. Segment.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, my computer's crashed.
No, that's into break.
Great. Yep.
I'm glad everything's going awesome.
Is it one?
Let's try one.
What's happening in Jersey?
No, that's
a promo. That's not it. Hold on.
I think we can wait till
with sponsors.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Is that it? No, that's not it.
New Jersey.
No.
All right, we're gonna
just play random programming.
That's what I think we should do. All right, so the reason I bring it up is we need a decision on what will be the new song for the show when eventually the corporate guys figure out that I have been back for 8 months.
I found it.
And, let's hear it. This is Eric's song. Oh, catchy.
The band did a good job with this.
Yeah. Nice play on the state motto. Our bills are maxed, but we always seem to pay the extra fees. 'Cause New Jersey is a special place. The place that we That's like a little R&B in there. I mean, this is the band really.
It's a good jam.
Yeah. It's got a nice pace to it.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know if it's better than Bill is back. I don't know. I think what we'll do. It's a Jersey thing. You can get what you And you can catch Jersey Thing at 6 o'clock every night on New Jersey 101.5. It's a Jersey Thing
with Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen. Ooh. Like that. I did what? For the record,
how did that get in there? What? Eric Scott, now a Bruce Springsteen fan. Did Jen Ursula write this? What happened?
Yeah.
This is good.
There was a big argument about whether to leave that in or not. They go through all of like iconic things that people are known. Yeah. New Jersey is known for.
I mean, you almost have to recognize.
And I was like, it doesn't mean that I like
either
one of those guys.
You're not necessarily endorsing either one of them.
Right. But they are.
You're recognizing they're from Jersey.
You know, yeah, Springsteen is a Jersey thing, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, pollution and potholes are a Jersey thing, too.
And we don't have to like that as well.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Hey, on the other side of traffic and weather, we have an election coming up. June 2nd, there's a primary. We were talking about Tom Kane earlier. There's a United States Senate race coming up, and I want to check in with one of the candidates who is running. His name is Justin Murphy, South Jersey guy, running for the United States Senate, and he's going to tell you why he thinks he can beat Cory Booker this year. 8:17, fast traffic, instant weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
All right, it's 8:24. I am Bill Spadia, and I am back. Not going anywhere. Not for a while. Hopefully. This management gets annoyed. You never know. It is 8:24. There is a Senate race coming up on June 2nd, a primary. A bunch of Republicans fighting it out to see who's going to take on Cory Booker. One of them, Justin Murphy, who is a good guy, local elected official, former local elected official, guy from South Jersey, really understands the plight of working men and women across this state, and I think would be an outstanding candidate should he prevail in the primary. I thought you ought to hear from him. Justin, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill, and good morning, New Jersey. How you doing?
Good. So tell me, Justin, what is your top priority? First of all, how do you see getting through the primary? You've won a number of conventions. You've got the support of some of the party backing. How do you feel you're doing in the primary against your main opponent, which I would say you got two, right? Zidane and Tibor.
Yeah, actually, you know, Bill, there's four of us in the primary, and we had a great event last night in Monmouth County, the Freehold Republicans. I want to thank all those folks up there for putting together a great event. You know, and it's the first time all four candidates were together at an event. Usually it was like me and one or two others.
Yeah.
But there's four of us. We're battling, and I think this is wide open. I really believe it's anyone's race. We've got over 1.6 million registered Republicans now in the state, which is the most ever, and we hope to hear from a lot of them on June 2. And I am fortunate to have Gloucester County, Mercer County, and Camden County endorsements. We got an endorsement from America's Pulse Network. We fortunate to have won a Morris County Republican Club Alliance straw poll the other weekend.
That's great.
All over the state. And
what is resonating, Justin? What part of your platform is resonating with people? I mean, you are arguably the probably the strongest conservative in the race, I would say. And just to check some boxes, you're pro-life, you're pro-Second Amendment, pro-law enforcement.
Absolutely. And we dedicated our campaign to the men and women of our military, of course, over there fighting now in the Middle East. The same Persian Gulf I served in when I was 19 years old in 1985. Bill, I appreciate that title because I work hard for it. I think conservative principles are what's really going to inspire people to vote for us this November. I keep telling people if I'm on a debate stage with Cory Booker, I'll have a set of conservative principles guiding my campaign. I'll have a lot of success from the Trump administration for the first year and a half in office to guide our campaign. And then I'm going to turn to Cory Booker and remind him that his hate for Donald Trump is no vision for America that people want, can believe in, or can build for. And I think that's what he's limited to because that's all the base of the Democrat Party will permit their elected officials to run on, their hate for Donald Trump. We have a very optimistic vision that addresses affordability and home ownership. We value the secure border that President Trump gave us because we value legal immigration and citizenship. We've got low rates of inflation. We have our interest rates are lower, making home ownership more affordable for Americans. We have rising wages under Donald Trump, where we had declining wages under Joe Biden. Not to mention we We just went through a third assassination attempt of President Trump, and yeah. sadly, I feel they're not finished yet. They're going to keep trying until they get him. But the left, Billy, is just not offering a vision of tomorrow that people want or can believe in. And I think certainly I am, with my Reagan conservative principles guiding me and the Republican Party's success. We are offering that better tomorrow, and so we need to be optimistic and enthusiastic.
Well said. Justin, thank you. I got to leave it there. How do people get to you? What's your website?
Jersey Justin, number 4, Senate.org. Check us out. We're going to be around the state real hard in the month of May. We look for you June 2nd primary. God bless you.
Jersey Justin, the number 4, Senate. You said .org?
Yes, sir.
.org. Jersey Justin, the number 4, Senate.org. Thank you, Justin. Good luck to you. We'll see you out on the trail soon.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
All right, man. Take care. Everybody else hang in there. I'll be right back. Nicholas Harry. Hold on. 8:28. Eric Scott with the news next. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we do have a race coming up for the United States Senate. I hope you enjoyed Justin Murphy. He's really just a solid guy. Next week, Rich Tabor wants to call in, and he's been on for, you know, state trooper running for the same seat. And we'll extend the invitation to any of the candidates running for the U.S. Senate, Congress, etc. So the audience will be yours, but I'm only going to do it on Tuesdays. So today we'll dedicate it. And Nicholas, I want to get your opinion, but first I want to, and Harry too, but I want to check in with Casey in Rahway, who's running for mayor. What is going on, Casey the coffee man? How you doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good. I hope I see you soon, because that coffee is very significant.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's very important. I have it protected over here, too.
I appreciate that. So tell me, you're running for mayor of Rahway. Tell me about it. What separates you from the opponent?
Well, I'm going to do what the people want me to do, not what I want to do. They are electing me. I work for them. It's the opposite now in the town. For instance, the town doesn't want the water company to be sold. The council voted for it to be sold, but since it's close to election, they tabled that. So we'll find out after the election if it's actually going to be sold or not.
So what would that mean for the town?
Well, you don't have a choice with water, Bill. I mean, you have one source, and that's your source. It's not unless you're going to go to the store and buy water, and water is not cheap.
Right.
So
right.
It's not like going to a gas station. You know, I don't like BP. I could go to another one.
Right.
You
right.
don't get that, so you're stuck with that, and you're stuck with the bill that they're gonna charge you. There's no right now. We own it and we lease it out.
So who are they selling it to?
That I don't know yet. They're out for bid.
Got it. And your expectation is that they go through with this, the cost for the average consumer is going to go way up.
It's going up right now. It's way up. Yeah. They're. It's insane, and the quality of water is insane. I mean, you taste the salt in the water.
Really?
I used to work at Robert Wood. Robert Wood Hospital here in Rahway. During the wintertime, you taste the water, you can actually taste the salt behind the coffee and really? The fountain.
Yeah, it's
so
not good.
That's
it's
how
not
terrible
good. It's not good?
No, it's not good.
So as mayor, you want to fix this. You want to stop the sale and right the ship.
That's an accountability.
All right.
None of that. They do what they want. Our schools are terrible. We only have 6% of the kids that meet state standards in English and math.
Six percent. So 94% of the kids are not meeting the standards. I mean, I think that's worse than Newark. Really?
This is what they do here, and it's the schools are looking to spend almost $2 million on a private street to buy up some properties. I don't even know what for. Nobody knows anything about it.
So how are you going about your campaign? I mean, you are a prolific door knocker, so I imagine you are going to visit pretty much every door in Rahway.
If my feet will hold up.
Do you have a?
Last time.
Are you facing a big primary on June 2nd, or are you going to carry it right through to November?
No, I'll carry it through. I mean, I don't have any challenges on the Republican side.
Good.
So I'm fine with that. We have a counselor at large, Alan Levy. He'll be coming in too, and he doesn't have any challenges, so we'll have a couple people on the ticket.
All right. Where do people find out more about you? If you live in Rahway, you got to check out the opposition to the current, I think you can look by those numbers, failed leadership in City Hall. Where do they find you, Casey?
Well, right now, they could call me, or they're going to, we're setting it all up yet. We didn't get our website or anything like that yet.
All right, so when you're set, let me know. If you want, tag me on Instagram. I'll be happy if you want to collaborate with something so that we can send people, so we can help you raise money and get the word out. And then you know that, and it's not just about the coffee, Casey, but you know, I'll be happy, Jody and I'll be happy to come and knock on doors with you.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, so you let me know. All right?
Appreciate it.
Tag me on social media so I can share your stuff. It's Casey Granieri, who is running for mayor in Rahway. 6% of the kids are performing at state standards. That is unacceptable, and the water tastes like crap. So that is all about local leadership. Casey, good luck to you. We're here to help you. Let me know. All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one. Bye. You got it. 8:43. Okay. Greg, Nicholas, Harry. I'll get you on the other side. And I do understand Harry's running for governor in 2029. All right, Harry, you'll be first on the other side. 8:43, fast traffic and still weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, there's one of the things with this election coming up, and I'll get to everybody in a second. The issue of school funding. It is such a priority, and I am honored to be speaking at a rally at Veterans Park in Bayville on Saturday. At the event starts at 1:30. I'll be speaking around 2 or 2:30. But the organizer, Rhiannon Mendes, is on the phone. Rhiannon, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell me about the event. What inspired it, and what are you expecting on Saturday?
So what inspired it is I have been looking at what's been happening to districts. I'm in Ocean County, so specifically for me, Ocean County. But in my social media journey, I have connected with so many people across the state that are experiencing the same thing with our funding formula, where every year the state aid is getting slashed, they're raising the taxes more than the community can handle, and they're cutting positions, which is increasing our class sizes and taking away programs from kids like courtesy busing, which allows them to stay after school and do sports. Just so many pieces to it, but it's really hit Ocean County hard. But this year, if you look, it's happening all over the state. Jefferson Township has been in the news. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing West Orange. In Waretown, they're cutting 16 positions, and it's a little school. And the big thing that's happening now is all of the paraprofessionals that were full-time are getting cut to part-time and losing their health care benefits. And that's happening at multiple districts. So my purpose for the rally was to have our representatives there to give us the information about what's happening in Trenton and to get the attention of Trenton that this is such a serious problem and it needs to be addressed sooner than later because we can't handle much more.
Well, and you've got the right guys there. I mean, Senator Motto has been so strong on this issue, as has Paul Kenitra, Greg Meyer, Brian Rumpf. I mean, these guys, they are the right champions to take this into battle, and I think you're doing a great thing. Thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to addressing the crowd and talking about some of the issues that I have heard that we want to see the legislature take up. And part of it is we've got to get the politics out of the funding, because what happens is you get a governor in like Phil Murphy, and he literally punished Republican towns. And you know, you've got this situation where if you're playing politics with the money, you see the results. I don't know if you heard the call earlier. My friend Casey Granieri, who's running for mayor of Rahway, 6% of the kids are at grade level. Six. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's inexcusable what's happening. And then, of course, the Department of Education wants to just continue to push propaganda and pronouns instead of getting these schools back up to speed. And of course, we have the situation with the busing in towns revolving around Lakewood and the private schools. I mean, there's so many issues, but I'm looking forward to this rally. And if you care about what's happening in the state in terms of education, you want to join us May 2nd, that is this Saturday, at 1:30 p.m. Veterans Park in Bayville. So thank you, Rihanna, and I really appreciate you pulling this off and making this happen.
Thank you, Bill, for helping to amplify our voice and hopefully be heard in Trenton.
You got it. We're going to make it happen. I'll see you Saturday.
All right. See you then.
Take care. It is 8:56. All right, Greg, Nicholas, Harry, everybody hang in there. Harry, you'll be first. Other side, tell me about what your plan is if you get elected governor in 2029. Still kind of far away. 8:57. Jen Arcillo with your news next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:08 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. I was talking earlier that I think Jimmy Kimmel, it's time for him to go. You know, his comment about the First Lady saying that she has a glow like an expectant widow, just disgusting. And, I defended Jimmy Kimmel the last time with his stupid comments about Charlie Kirk. And I said, look, you know, people say stupid things. He has a right to be an insensitive jerk. But this one crossed the line, I think.
But did you hear his defense over why he said it?
Yeah, because of the age difference.
Right. Because it did come out beforehand, but come on.
Well, he said it a few days before, but this is now the third attempt on Trump's life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people, the Secret Service will investigate people for anything coming close to a threat. And you have to ask yourself, did Jimmy Kimmel, you know, who knows the circles he travels in? And the kind of people that he surrounds himself with. You know, you've got people, and especially if you're a broadcaster, I mean, you know, I am not a news guy. I am an opinion guy. I am on the entertainment side of the broadcasting business, but I have a serious mission and focus on what I do, and I take my words seriously. So when I say something that may be controversial, I will stand by it because I'm here to educate and advocate. Kimmel is an outspoken Trump hater. I mean, this guy hates Trump. Oh, yeah. He's got derangement syndrome, something awful. But to talk about her being an expectant widow, given the fact that there were two attempts at the time he said that, is completely unforgivable. It's ridiculous.
Even though people are saying it has nothing to do with the shooting, it doesn't matter. It's still a comment that's just so inappropriate.
He's not a stupid man, and he may be a hypocritical horse's ass, which is what I called him earlier, because it's the guy with the man show, and you know, all of a sudden he gets under the bandwagon of believe all women. I mean, I don't know anybody that treated women worse than the two idiots on the man show. But that said, that's at least, who was it, Carolla, who was with him on that show?
Oh, yeah.
At least he's not a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmel's a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is that if somebody had said that who was a Trump supporter, you might excuse it and say, well, maybe he's feeling sad or bad that the attempts continue on Trump's life. But to be a hater and say it, I hope the Secret Service at least questions him, and I think ABC should do the right thing and fire him.
Well, the fact that Melania came out and said something, that's when you really get stopped in your tracks, because she's usually very...
Yeah, I agree.
You know, she's quiet. She kind of stands like she's watching. She knows what's happening, but she doesn't... For her to say something, Bill, that's what got my attention.
Yeah.
For her to come
she posted
forward before the president
weekend.
Did. She's the one who said something.
She was upset, and she should have been.
100%.
And you know, I just saw a clip from Johnny Carson, aging myself, but in 1981, was it, or 83, when Reagan got shot, the Academy Awards were postponed for 24 hours.
I remember that.
And he gave a speech saying we didn't know the president's status at the time. Now, Johnny Carson was a Democrat. Hollywood was still left. And guess what? When Johnny Carson said the president's in good spirits and will make a full recovery, the audience at the Academy Awards cheered. They cheered.
I remember.
So that was when Democrats were normal, when we could have nice things. We cannot have nice things now. So I think Jimmy Kimmel's got to go. Nicholas in Central Jersey, what do you think?
Hey, hello. Hey. Wow. I've been a long time to talk to you. So just my point is, like, before Trump starts running, I don't remember any radical left. I think he is the main guy that started with all the people, like, trying to, you know, like, talk bad about the other side. Fox News is not a news channel. It's an entertainment channel. Nobody was complaining on when Let's Go Brandon was good and people having pictures
did you
of
not,
Biden.
Did you not see, did you not see the difference with Let's Go Brandon and the outright ad? I mean, you literally have Democrats advocating for the death of a president. Like, maybe Kimmel's comment didn't go that way. Constantly. We see it all the time.
I think it's out of taste. It's bad taste.
Yeah.
It's a bad taste joke. But also, what about the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband? You know, that was a radical MAGA, no? Who was that?
Well, we don't know the full story of that. As a matter of fact, there's so many questions about that attack that we have no idea. But, you know.
Well, that made her quit.
I don't recall.
What about Shapiro? They tried to burn him in his house. But when it's the other side, my point is, both sides of the press, they're doing the same thing. And it's wrong. I think it's wrong. The Kimmel thing is wrong.
I can tell you this. I can tell you this. You know, working for Newsmax, I can tell you there have been nothing even close to an irresponsible comment like we heard from Jimmy Kimmel making a joke about anything. As a matter of fact, to a person, I don't work with anybody that doesn't absolutely decry the violence and say that we need to bring back an age of civility. You know, people say stupid things, which is why I have defended Jimmy Kimmel, Nicholas, up to this point. But
I remember somebody instigating his side of the story. They wanted to hang a vice president. They stormed the Capitol. So when the other side instigates
things... First of all, we now know that Charlottesville and very likely January 6th was actually started on the left with the Southern Poverty Law Center spending millions of dollars paying for people to act as right-wing agitators. So actually, Nicholas, we can draw a lot of conclusions, but one of them is not that the violence is equal on either side. We now have conclusive evidence that has resulted in charges, in indictments, that are going after the Southern Poverty Law Center because of the money they spent to fabricate and rile people up and make it look like the right was the agitators, when in fact, it's been coming from the left the whole time. 9:15, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
All right, it's 9:24. I am Bill Spadia. I'm back. Let's go to Harry in Cranford. Harry, are you making a major announcement right now that you are running for governor in 2029, or have you already announced with all the fanfare?
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm live.
Oh, no, you're on. You're on, Harry. Spadia. What's that?
I've announced that I'm going to run for governor. I just want to say before we talk about that, I agree with you. Jimmy Kimmel should be fired. I don't know. That's up to ABC, but they should definitely be fined.
Yeah,
big
ridiculous.
Time for what they did. This is just nasty. But I think the saddest thing about it is his comment just wasn't funny. And, you know, I think that's what's really the ugliness of it. And, you know,
well, I don't think he even intends to be funny. I think he's just a nasty, bitter guy that hates Trump so much. Anyway, I only got a minute, Harry. So tell me about your run for governor.
Well, you know, I got interested in running for governor over this Gateway Tunnel project. I'm gonna say very quickly because there's a lot to it. I'm a big proponent that we have to get these rivers cleaned in New Jersey, the Hackensack, the Passaic River, down to the Raritan River. If we got these rivers cleaned out, we wouldn't have to have our residents going to New York City for the jobs. You know, this land would become the most valuable land in the world. And we could build a New Jersey global business center on what is now contaminated land. You know, we can do a lot in New Jersey to transform this into a different kind of state. I don't know how New Jersey residents put up with it. You know, we get ripped off.
Who did you support in the last election?
I really don't want to say. I didn't like either candidate. I don't think the last four or five governors have really done anything different in the state or anything very constructive. Mm-hmm. You know, I Murphy talked about the environment, but he just used it to raise taxes on gas so they could give money to illegal immigrants. I mean, they're not even.
So you, Harry, you sound like a Republican.
On.
Are you a Republican?
Yeah, I'm a Republican.
Oh, all right. All right. So,
you know, on Friday you talked about independent Republicans. I guess I'm an independent Republican.
Yeah, well, independent thinking Republicans. I mean, that's what we need. You can't just have guys toeing the line because it doesn't work. All right, real quick, I'm out of time. What's your website? How do people find out about you, Harry?
Just go to my Facebook page, Harry Muscatello. I'm using that. It's going to be all social media I use. It's starting with
like
Facebook,
Muscatello, like M-U-S-K?
M-O-S. M-O-S-E-A-T.
Harry Muscatello. All right, Harry. Yeah. Good luck. Keep us posted as the campaign progresses. All right, 927, Jen Ursillo with your news next. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Jill, you were very concerned. There were a lot of people lined up.
You're a busy man today.
It was busy today.
Yeah,
it really was.
Yeah, Thomas was working hard.
Somebody complained that he was on hold very long. He's like, you know, I waited for a long time to talk to you.
I didn't talk to that person.
The wait time was long today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like driving through the Lincoln Tunnel. It was
Like being at the doctor's
office.
Found
out what happened, by the way. Got the answer. Juan called.
One of the callers.
Who is who works construction and carpentry in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. They're building a high rise on top of the tubes. So when you get
Right? Like, what? I know.
They're building a new building on top of the what are they? Are there four tubes? Yeah, four tubes, right? Mm-hmm. Under the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah.
They're building a structure on top, so they were moving steel beams into place, so they closed it to traffic.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
No,
not happy.
What
could possibly go wrong? So now I'm concerned, though. So now I know I may take the, I don't know though. I don't want to take the Holland Tunnel. I don't like the Holland Tunnel.
No, I mean you deal with the road work. You got to deal with it. But I'm just saying it's crazy that they're putting a building on there
on top of the tunnel.
It's apartments or condos?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Who would live there?
Well, like the George Washington.
Well, now I have to notice it. I want
the apartments. You know.
Well, if you go, I think there are NYCHA housing, the housing authority of New York, over when you enter the George Washington Bridge coming north to south, they're huge.
Of course.
Buildings on top of the roadway.
Jen, we talk about them in traffic. Yeah, we say under the apartments, you know, it's...
Which is odd.
Crazy.
God, it's been years since I've said that, Jill.
I know, right?
Yeah, but at least now I know what the problem was. What happened on 195, do we know?
It was just your garden variety accident. You know,
that happens.
A couple of cars out of there, you know.
I think it's gotten worse. In the last couple of years.
I'll tell you what's gotten worse. In fact, there's a woman who died. I think it was a woman in Newark today.
Yeah.
Drove into a building in a strip mall, and the woman passed away. Essex County, Newark.
Oh, that was the laundromat you're talking about.
Laundromat.
When did she crash? Was that today?
Was that a woman?
I don't know.
Or was it yesterday?
I don't know if the driver was a woman, but the person who was killed was a woman. She was an employee in the laundromat, sitting in the laundromat.
Yeah. A car comes crashing in.
Well, it was a chain reaction.
But the thing is, people are driving into buildings a lot more than I've ever known in all my years.
I don't think we can attribute. Yes, I've heard there have been a few. What that one car ended up on the roof. He ended up into the second floor of a house. Somehow he took flight. Wheeler.
And then there was one in Delaware yesterday. I know it's a little out of our area, but this was horrible. The car went right into like a baby's room. Thank God the baby's okay, but you know, a child's room.
Imagine you're sitting at home. Right? And a car comes crashing through. I don't know what to attribute it to. I don't know.
Texting, I really think it's...
Is it? I just think people don't pay attention.
Well, they're suspecting drunk driving in the laundromat. That's not confirmed. These witnesses talked to ABC7 saying that they saw drinking happening. So I don't know.
Imagine you're there. You're sorting your whites from your colors.
Well, she was an employee. Right? I think she was at the front desk or something. But
horrible.
I know.
So we were at lunch in Moorestown on Friday, midday, between my shifts. In fact, I bumped into, who do I bump into? Dennis Malloy. Dennis Malloy.
Oh, like, Dennis who was here yesterday?
He's everywhere.
So he bump into him and Marissa. But anyway, the restaurant is, you know, we're right on the sidewalk, my friend. Yeah. Was like, oh, it's such a pretty day. We're sitting outside. Oh my gosh. The whole lunch, I'm like, oh my God, we're going to get killed by a car. Because
wait, you know, where are you sitting? Where is this?
You're out front. A great restaurant, by the way. It's called the Pie Lady, but all the food is amazing there.
The Pie Lady.
The Pie Lady.
You're like out. All yeah. sweets?
No,
or
no, no. Like, it's regular. You know,
can I get it like a shepherd's pie?
Oh, they have shepherd. Probably, yeah.
Really?
Really good. But then I got a massive sandwich.
I love shepherd's
pie. They have all kinds of food there.
Anyway.
But there's a driveway because, you know, it's like Princeton where all the parking is behind the buildings. And now this is just a driveway where, and, you know, SUVs are like the size of condos. You know, they're just pulling into the little driveway.
I can see him typing.
Then at one point, there's this group of senior citizens like trying to park and like, it was just comical. I was just like, I'm too nervous out here. I don't like the outside dining when you're...
That's funny.
When the parking lot is right there.
I don't even think of it. Yeah. Do you?
No. And the thing is... I used to hang out in Hoboken a lot. And we always did outside dining. And I loved it because I love people watching. You know, just sitting in those outside cafes. But, you know, now that you're saying it, Jill, like, yeah, it's amazing that we're still alive.
Yeah, and especially like if they're strip malls. If a strip mall has tables outside,
she's out.
Nope.
Nope.
No, a lot of them don't, though. But a lot of that is just a holdover from COVID.
Yeah, but everybody's like, right? Oh, sit outside. Yeah.
But it was really nice yesterday.
I know.
Is that beautiful. What they sound like when they say that? That's about, yeah. That, I don't think about that. However, a lot of places have you know how gas stations have the concrete reinforced bars? And I think you're relatively safe with that.
Why don't you just put a Kleenex tissue there across that? That's
not going to solve it. I love eating outside. There are some great places where you can. We used to sit in front of when there was a Panera in Princeton, and they had the seats outside. And it was just great. You're right. The people watching.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Isn't it fantastic?
The best place to people watch is the airport.
Oh, 100%.
Right? I will sit. I can entertain myself in my own head. I don't even mind flight delays. I watch the people. And and if you try to tell a story about each one going by, have you done this?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're characters.
Oh, yeah.
And Newark is arguably one of the best
of course.
For people watching.
Well, half of them really are in their pajamas getting on a flight.
I never really understood that.
Yeah, I don't get it. Comfy clothes, but like it's gross.
Do you also do this when you're at the gate? And, you know, you're just sitting in your chair right across from another family.
Oh, I stare.
Know, and you're involved in their, I'm involved in their lives.
I believe you start talking to them.
I'm like.
You comment?
I'm like, you know, I really think he ate enough now. He's going to get sick on the plate. He's going to have too many snacks.
He's going to be throwing up three rows behind me. Exactly. I don't want to hear or smell that.
Excuse me, your charger unplugged. Yeah.
Survey the area going, God, who's going to be sitting near me on this flight?
That too. Right. Which one is going to
I have out? Bet, and we know I have a gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLER, if you have one. I have bet on who I think will be next to me.
Yeah.
Have you been right every time?
Never.
You've never
Not
been
once.
Right.
Yeah. No, and thankfully, sometimes you dodge a bullet. Like you really
I only had the Hallmark movie scenario work out once for me, and that is the hot guy sits next to me, the hot single guy,
the Hallmark
and I talked to him the entire flight, and we exchanged numbers, and we went out on a date.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
That what happened?
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
It fizzled out. But the fact was
that is amazing.
Usually I have like the weirdest of the weird next to me. Always. What? Not
Did
this
he live
flight.
Near you or was he? Or
no, that was the problem. He didn't. But still,
so that's
still.
Why always an aisle seat. Even when Jody and I travel together, we sit in aisle seats across in the same row.
I see what you do.
I book both aisle seats. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know. How
Not all the time, but I switched airlines. Jody's flight back from she's flying Air Alaska.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get an aisle seat on the United flights.
Air Alaska.
And you can't risk the middle.
See, I like the window. I'm a window seat person.
And are you? What?
Love
really?
The window. I love the window seat.
Jill, what are you, aisle or window?
I hate all of them.
Because I don't,
I know.
I don't get up out of my seat during the flight. I make sure that I'm set for the flight.
Me too.
And sometimes I'll nap.
Oh,
I don't nap.
I'm asleep the minute the door closes.
Yeah, I can't do that.
That's another one of my superpowers. I sleep on planes.
No, Dave was ready to ditch me the trip we're going on in a few weeks.
Why?
Because he could still jump seat. So he's like, well, I have to take advantage of this you know, while I'm still working before I retire. So I'll meet you.
That is fantastic. Go, Dave. I love it.
The problem with flights these days I'm like, well, that is such a Spadia move.
That, I love Spadia that. It totally makes sense.
Spadia do that?
Yeah,
to,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
totally makes sense.
I love Dave.
Wouldn't, why can he give you the jump seat? Doesn't work that way?
No, he has
it's not transferable?
No,
you got to be
a companion?
Got to be a pilot? There's no companion jump seat?
It's a FedEx plane. It's like he's...
Oh,
like
he hang on to the ropes in the back. It's
Jill?
Fine. Oh, we probably have to break.
Jill yeah. on the jump seat.
I could see her correcting the pilots.
Oh, yeah.
Like, guys, excuse me. I wouldn't push that one.
No, there would be some...
I hold on.
There would be some kind of terrible accident. It would have accidentally been my fault.
And it would have been your fault.
Yes.
All right, it's 9:47. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
Jersey issues, Jersey voices, real conversation. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights 6 to 7 on New Jersey 101.5. Thoughtful commentary, your calls, and the stories that matter here. Sponsored by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Oh.
9:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Got to get out of here. I will be back tomorrow. Hey, tomorrow I want to talk about this new mandate that Congress passed and signed by Joe Biden that will make your car a smart car, all new cars starting in 2027, that your car will decide if you are able to drive it. Think about that for a minute. I can't imagine this is going to withstand a legal challenge, but my question is, and I think it's going to be split with our audience. Do you support these kinds of measures to stop drunk driving, or is this wildly an infringement on your freedom to decide whether you can drive your own car or not? All right, and of course, whatever the breaking news is tomorrow, it seems like another day, another wild story. Have a great rest of your day, guys. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m.